It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Minimum wage! Yeah!
Putative Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mark Schauer.
Yes, he's running for gubernator.
Gubernator candidate Mark Schauer rolled out his proposal this week to raise Michigan's minimum wage to $9.25 over 3 years.
That sparked a debate over the efficacy of the minimum wage. Does it encourage prosperity by pushing more money into the economy, or does it stifle hiring and job creation?
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, mister. I think you're confused. You'll find it's just policy down the hallway.
Oops, you're right. This is red meat politics.
A class warfare throwdown.
Can't wait for these guys to debate.
It's morally the right thing to do.
Well, that's a significant hike, and that could be a challenge.
Maybe I can wait.
Yeah. So without diving too deep into the policy side, there is some political calculation that's part of choosing that number of $9.25.
Polling shows big support nationally for a minimum wage of $9 an hour.
There is some Michigan public opinion research, not quite as reliable, but it still suggests it's about the same, about 70% favor it.
But that support plummets.
Plummets.
The suggested minimum wage goes up, especially above 10 bucks an hour.
Mm-hmm. And this shows the risk in using the minimum wage as a political wedge. To a point, it has populist appeal, but people still fear the consequences of setting wage floors. So the key is to find the sweet spot. And Mark Schauer seems to have settled on 9.25. Which brings us to the next question, why now? Why not keep beating the Democratic drums, pension tax, school cuts, with a little right to work thrown in just to fire up the base?
Well, largely because the base isn't fired up. The most recent polling shows Rick Snyder expanding his lead over Schauer.
True. No matter how much Democrats may dislike what they're seeing in Lansing, a lot of them are still not warming up to Mark Schauer, who is, well, low-key, to say the least. His campaign is actually photoshopping pictures of Schauer partying with Rob Ford.
Which, of course, is not true.
It's not true.
The minimum wage is supposed to be a jolt. Put some electricity into the campaign.
And as we've talked about many times before, midterm non-presidential elections tend to be low turnout elections, particularly for Democrats.
Indeed. Just last week, Lon Johnson, he's the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, said he's identified 900,000 Democratic voters in Michigan who sat out the governor's race in 2010. If he can get a third of them to the polls in 2014, that could be a game changer.
This issue makes the campaign a cause. It's now bigger than just electing Mark Schauer.
And this cause comes ready equipped with existing infrastructure.
Uh-huh. A website, volunteer and mailing lists of people. It fires up the labor base. Detroit, where Mark Schauer is not particularly well known or loved, just a couple of months ago was one of the cities where fast food workers staged a walkout to demand higher wages. There could even be a parallel statewide ballot campaign in the works.
And remember, too, raising the minimum wage is also a national question. So the Schauer campaign also gets to draft on the national news coverage. The other benefit is contrast and defining their candidate before the Republicans can.
Right. Rick Snyder is running as Mr. Fix-It, cleaning up after Michigan's double recession. But Democrats' opinion research shows people are upset about school funding and the tax on pension income. Democrats will use that against Rick Snyder. But this, the minimum wage, isn't just hammering Snyder and the Republicans. This is giving Democrats and independents a reason to be for Mark Schauer.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.